Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Hey, hi everybody. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room, and today is Sunday. And, well, we usually have a good chats on Sundays because, you know, a lot of people have their time there with family, and the reflections of going to church and you know, it's like that me time. Sunday's most of the time pretty much lazy. I don't know what you do on Sundays, but Sundays people, well, they either watch a game, like I say, they go to church. Other people have their traditional customs that just keeps them out there. We decided to do a show today that is called Sharing Good Medicine for the Soul. As a lot of people have known, we come from different walks of life, and we go through life, you know, connecting with people, connecting with places, connecting with jobs, connecting with just anything you can just think of. This theme is something that can bring a lot of understanding if we all look at it with an open mind. And with this being said, you know, a lot of these things that I'm going to share with you today was shared with me with an elder long time ago, but he was from the Nagual. I really hope that you can look these things up, because there's a lot of this information that is out there. It's not something that, you know, it's not been made public, but it's been also part of a lot of what they call like the motivational speeches that you see out there. And there's a lot of great books. I call it the agreements, you know. This was shared to me in such a simple way that I would like just to share it with you. And hoping that if you have anything that you would like to share with us while we're talking about this, so please do so, okay? First of all, you know, people do not see things, and it depends on how you look at things. Things will look back at you. When we're talking about agreements, you know that agreements come in many different ways and many different sizes, many different colors, and probably, you know, these are just your purpose in life. The simple purpose of being in a certain place, in a certain time, with a certain person, in a certain project, anything that you can think of comes with terms of, you know, there's purpose behind it. And I know that when people say about making, well, that's conditions. Well, conditions are purposes. And we know that there's a lot of things that we will not let pass. You know, everyone has their certain, certain norms, certain protocols, certain rules. They're saying, well, isn't that like too hard? But no. And I'll set yourself an example. Say that you have your own place. Would it be okay if just anybody goes into your place and, let's say, be respectful to your place? Like, say, you don't want to do certain things. Let's say that they just go to your place and I just come here, I sit in your house, and I just want to do drugs here, you know. And you go look, you say, wait a minute, we are friends, but I'm not fine with that. You have to leave right now. You see, like I say, everyone has certain rules, certain things that makes that agreement to that place. And so you know that you already have set the order. This is something, like I mentioned, was shared to me, and I'm sharing it with you because I want, you know, I care. I want you to have the good tools, a good medicine for your soul, like we call it, okay? Let's try to change this poison into medicine. And this is the way it is. We began things in our life, and we begin walking on our path, and sometimes we begin with no agreements whatsoever. Agreements like saying, remember the purpose of what you're there for. It's like whatever happens. It's like we let things happen for like by coincidence, and we're just letting luck, let's call it good luck, you know, show its face whenever it wants to. But we have to agree to certain things. And when you agree to certain things, you're putting out that right signal out there. It's not that you're stubborn. It's not something that, you know, I've been called all kinds of things from. You're arrogant. You just want things this way. You just want things that way. But it's part of your agreements in life. You know, some people call it metaphysics. Some people call it, in Spanish, like decreto. Like, you know, this is the sound of your power of your voice talking out there. So you have to be very much loyal to your own personal agreements, and that's something that we don't do. We're not always loyal to our agreements, don't you think? You don't think so? Let me set one example. Let's talk about divorce, okay? The pact of divorce, the ceremony of divorce, it's a mutual agreement between two people to make family together. People say, no, love is unconditional. Well, then why is there a ceremony for it? You know, even if you go in front of a judge, even if you go to any church of your choice, if you are being conducted, it is all a ceremony being conducted by a person, and that person is saying some words, and it's expecting some answers from you. And that expecting the answers from you in that very moment, you are making an agreement right there. So, you see, we have to open up our minds a little bit and therefore let ourselves, you know, let these agreements be something concrete. At the moment that you seal that pact, from that point on, you're family, okay? There's a certain amount of respect that should be put there. Let's not say that love is unconditional. If love was that much unconditional, there would not be so much ceremony and expecting a response from you. And you can probably say, yes, well, I agree to be there for good or for worse, but, you know, can I have weekends free? You have to say it right there. That's going to be your agreement. But don't follow through. Don't follow through the path if you're not going to follow it, okay? Now, this comes to answer a lot of things that go wrong with our lives, don't you think? I mean, I'm asking questions back for you because it is my agreement to understand what is your point of view. What do you believe in all of this? So, again, we try to make the best out of it. And the moment that you start, like drifting away from your very own agreements, things go wrong. And if we know how to do the math, you know, we wouldn't do those things in the first place. So there's agreements of different kinds. There's an agreement that you have with your personal self. Let's say I agree to leave my hair long, and so therefore you will not cut your hair, and you already agreed to that. So you see, that's a pact that you make, and that pact stays with you. You did it for a purpose. You did it in one moment of time. You know that even though that moment of time has faded away, you stood true for that, and your hair is long. Well, let's say this. I agree not to shave. I want to just let that beard grow out. Whether you grow one hair, two hairs, or you're a full-bearded person, that beard is going to grow. That was your agreement. That was your pact. That's something that people will respect. So they will look at you and they says, oh, my God. You must have made a freaking agreement long time ago to grow that beard that long. Yes, I did. I follow my culture. I follow my tradition. Whatever it is, you make an agreement that distinguishes you from the rest of the people. So let's call it planning, good planning for your own life, okay? When two people come to an agreement of engagement, at that very moment, they can seal the pact with a ring, with a kiss, with a smile, with a handshake, whatever form there is, with a rose, right? You seal that moment. You both have agreed to lead your life together no matter what. And in the future, that agreement says this, you know, I am for you, you are for me. We will become family once we get married and we take this big step together. This means that you and I are together. That's like I said, it's a different kind of agreement. Just like when you go to work and you apply for a job, you agree to do your best, and you go through an interview. It is right there in that moment that they're going to hear the sound of your voice to see where you're at. And they're all looking at you saying, is this the person that we would like to bring into our company? You know that our company has certain rules, certain regulations, and we want to get hired and make sure that we hire the best there is, all right? We want to self-train you. You come knowledgeable. Oh, you say, I have so much experience in this that, you know, I don't really need the training. But wait a minute. What if I'm looking for somebody that I would like to train my own? There are certain things that you have to remember, negotiate. There are some things that are negotiable, some things that are non-negotiable. So I look at it like this. You come from a company that are used to having their agreements and their way in a certain way, in a certain form, right? Yes. But let's say that I want to train you. And everything that you've learned over there is not going to apply over here. So I want somebody with an open mind and it is ready to learn things, you know, learn new things and take leads in a different way. I'm looking for somebody that will take this to another level. But I want to look for somebody that is on the same page, okay? You agree to that. But this is it. If that is a community agreement to be in that way, to go to work at that certain time, to follow certain things that everyone understands and follows, if you try to break it, then you're not part of the team anymore. So that really much puts you on a list like saying, you know, on a council list. What's going on? Where did we fail? What is not being understood? You talk about these things. But remember, if you're part of a group, you're part of the agreement of being in that group. So therefore, most of these groups already have their certain ways of being. So you decide, as well as they decide, we're going to keep you, or you decide, no, I'd rather just go somewhere else. See? Talking. We have to communicate. I really hope that what we're sharing with you today is something that it can be of benefit, that you can share it with other people as it was shared with me. You can make your or break yourself if you don't follow certain agreements. And we don't see it that way. We say, no, but, you know, it sounds so complicated. Agreements are written on paper like contracts, too. Certain contracts tells you things that they expect, you know, between both mutual agreements that should follow. Contracts are nothing bad. Contracts is just something that you and I can refer to whenever we can look and there's any, you know, something that we do not understand. We can refer to these things and you know, look them up and reconnect. Reconnecting in a sense that we are, again, bringing things back in order. That's what agreement brings, order. If we want to live in a way like with disorder and everything is okay, well, you know, it will be a free-for-all. It would not be fair for you. It would not be fair for the other people if things were not in an orderly manner. You see? I don't know how you sound, but, you know, I just really hope that we're making sense because this is something that is applicable in your study, in your work, at your home, in your circles of friends. People say in your circle of friends? Yes, each one of you agreed to become friends. Each one of you agreed, you know, there's respect. There's some things that you do not verbally say because, it, you know, using common sense is something like, okay, you're my friend, so I don't think that you're out there to harm me. You damn well know I'm not out there to harm you. But, you know, some things are better expressed and manifested not only through the sound of your voice but through your actions too. When your voice and your actions talk differently, then you know you're not really being very truthful to yourself. So make sure that your voice and your action are in harmony together and agree to that. I agree that whatever I say, you know, will my actions will show and it will not contradict. Say it in your own words. Say it in your own language. Say it in your own dialect. Doesn't matter. But once you know it, you will be applying something that is of ancient times. The wise men, you know, many, many medicine men, many people have applied these things. And these are something that you should apply it in every day of your life. But it says, but why should I? okay, don't do it. Don't make any agreements and let just things happen. And once things happen, then you kind of realize, I wonder why everybody else seems to be in progress except me. I wonder why, you know, that person always ends up with the nicest things except me. Well, think about it. What have you done to yourself? You have cut yourself off of that source. When you agree to a higher source, the higher source agrees to you too, to aid you in every time you need help. It's true. It's not wishful thinking. It's something that you planned. It is something that you have brought to yourself. Okay? So then hopefully you can see many different examples of your own life and then set forward and say, you know what? I should have agreed to that. I can agree to this. And then your life starts taking shape. It is responsibility of us as adults to do that. Okay? You agreed to give and provide good care to your kids, to raise them right. They should agree, you know, I agreed to learn all of this and to make sure that I learn it right so I can pass it on to my kids in the future. Yes. Let's take a good habit on bringing good words to our mouths, to our heads, to our hearts. So this is good medicine for the soul. Apply it, and you will not regret it. It's all about the agreements, okay, that we make. And we can talk about this forever. In fact, when we go to Atlanta, we will be talking about these things. And I share this with you because, the chat room will be on the road and the chat room is traveling. Oh, my goodness, it's a good fortune to be part of a beautiful conference the way it's, you know, that's going to be held on the 5th. I know that's on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Of January. June. I better get down to the airport at the time that I'm supposed to board that plane. But yes, it's in June 2015, 5, 6, and 7 of June 2015 in Atlanta at the Marriott. It's a 7th annual gathering, and it's called Beyond the Veil. I'm going to be there, and we're going to meet some of the good people that it's called the Through the Veil. It's the 7th annual Through the Veil. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, June the 5th, 7th, and it's, 2015. There's going to be other speakers there, vendors there, and we're going to be part of it. So, see, the little the Southwest is going to be represented over there with our show. And, of course, it's not only the chat room. It's also our show, The Ghost Trackers, is going to be there. And we're very, very, very proud to be part of that group in that great event. You know that we're also airing on Apache Radio Network, Unity Radio Network, also known as Unity Radio Network. So this show has been specially made for you. I just don't want people to you know, think that, oh, they say that you guys have such strict ways for this, for that. Understand that these things are connected pretty much to the earth. Everything is connected, right? So the earth agreed to have the trees and help them, and these trees grow on them. The sky, everything has that connection. If we better connect, and the way that we better connect is to be and acknowledge and to make conscience of what we're doing and understanding our purposes in life, of what we're doing it for. All right? So it's like things like that that need to be looked at, and most of the times we're not really paying attention to it. I mean, it's true. I've been there before. I mean, I'm no saint. It's true. We do have to make it clear. The clearer you make your life, the less complications you're going to find in it. The clearer you make your life, the more quicker you will understand what moves you have to make in order to make those changes take place. As soon as you start making changes in real life, boys, girls, whoever's out there listening to me right now, those changes start triggering things that will connect you to where you're supposed to be. Okay, you say, where am I supposed to be? Well, then what are your intentions? Where the hell you want to go? Sit down and, you know, we really have to sit down, assess the area where we're at, and then understand, okay, what's our purpose here? And once you understand what's the purpose, you'll understand what is that agreement. Now, think of this. There's some people say, oh, karma. Karma is an agreement that life has with you and with me, right? That recorder that will bring you back to where you at, and it will make you, it will shake the grounds, you know, it was like bring you to your own personal reality show. The karma will do that for you, okay? So understand karma. Karma is not there to scare you. Karma is just there to reflect everything that you are for everything that you do, okay? So if you say one thing, your karma will reflect that. Even if you're saying something that is not true, your karma will still reflect what you don't want the world to know. I live and I love with no fear. No problem about that, okay? But again, that's why I made an agreement with life. The first agreement that I made, and you know that people call it like New Year's resolution. Those are agreements right there. You start the year, as we started the year, you said, hey, you know what? I'm going to start this year drama-free. I don't want drama about this year. But then you know that in the face of drama, what are you going to do? Are you going to stick with your agreements? Or are you just going to go with the flow and say, whatever. I'll let it pass. I will, you know, whatever. I think I can live with this kind of thing. No. Why? And this is what's going to happen. Everything that you set yourself to put out there and to be is going to be a contradiction of what you're going to live. You don't believe it? You know, practice. Try to say one thing and go the other way. Life will always bring you back. And wouldn't it be nicer to understand this and not play around, like say, you know what, I'm not going to risk anything that I've ever done anymore. I agree to that. Life will give you the tools to make the sound decisions as soon as you need to have them. So trust in your good spirit as well as you trust, you know, in the agreements that you make. If you make a faulty agreement that you're not quite sure of, then why make it? You're not supposed to follow that certain thing, so why put yourself in a world of doubt? You know, why even carry that in your bag? You're going to have it for free regardless, so why pay so much attention to it, right? I hope that these words will serve as good purpose, because it is done and it is said with good intentions. It doesn't matter, even though, and these, a lot of people have share these things with me. You know, Tony, I am out there to do the best that I can, and whenever I am out there, I get the adverse result. I get things that, you know, it's not, I don't really think it's funny, and I really think that this is not supposed to happen with me, but it does happen, and I don't understand why. You know, why is it going on this way? Of course, if you live your life like a leaf, that wherever the wind blows it, that's okay with it, because as long as everything is okay, we're fine with whatever life brings us. That's your agreement right there. You just said, I'm fine with whatever life brings you. So if life brings you a load of crap, I'm sorry, but, you know, sorry for the, you know, so graphic, Tony. Well, yes. If life brings you a load of crap, well, then you just said that you're happy with that too. So good luck with that, okay? Be very careful to the things that you wish for, like they say. So if you want to make a good agreement, be a good administrator. Let's look at our life like a store. You put everything on the shelf. You're ready and you're open. You're ready to do business, right? Will you allow just anybody to do anything in your store? Think about it. No, but we have to have patience. Yes, but you have to also, having patience doesn't mean that you have to be irresponsible. You have to be responsible, and then think about having patience, all right? So you take that responsibility off the shoulder of other people that have nothing to do with you. You are responsible of your life. That's the whole deal. It's your life right there. Now, are you going to let illegal things go and knowing about it, and just putting this as an example, because I really, you know, this could be applied in anything in life, okay? So if you let anybody just do anything, you're being irresponsible, don't you think? You're the one that's supposed to be in charge, or you'd let the situation be in charge of you. Am I making sense? I hope I do. Because this teaching is very valuable, okay? It should not be gone to waste. And it's like one of the first time I'm sharing about these things with you. And you can count on it. These are things that says, no, that's like wishful thinking. I have nothing. I don't believe in that kind of thing. You know what, Tony? I think that this is not something I would like to listen to. Then you have established through the sound of your voice, and remember that we can talk in many different ways. You don't need to talk through the sound of your voice to make that impact in your surroundings, all right? You do it through your actions, too. Ah, turn away. Keep on walking. Ah, you know, that ah. Okay, fine. Woo, you scared me. You just walked away. That's another thing. Remember that you will learn from all of this. Apply it, please. And, you know, prove me wrong. If you try to be out there to prove me wrong with all these, but reality is, it's not, you know, it's not so difficult to understand these things. If we want to apply them, we can apply them. Let's say, Tony, what? I have a feeling that I would like to move out of here and go somewhere else. I have a feeling that I want to go out of here, and I'm constantly thinking about this place. Let's make an example. Tony, I feel that I would like to go to Albuquerque. Oh, Albuquerque. Yes. And we're living here in Texas. You want to go to Albuquerque? Yes. Well, then set your goals straight. Who is out there waiting for you in Albuquerque? Nobody. Do you have any job offers over there? Or any place that you would like to, that you're looking to stay? No. Okay, so when do you plan to leave? I don't know. I'm just thinking about it, but it's really in my heart. It's something that I would really like to do. Ah, okay. What are we going to do here, folks? We're going to let that dream dwell in your head and probably go for months, probably go for years, probably go for the rest of your life, and boom, you never did it. Okay? You never did it. Think of it as a mission, right? You want to go to Albuquerque? Think Albuquerque. Okay, you know what? I agree to go to Albuquerque and do the best I can. I don't really know anybody, but it is my purpose that when I get there, I start meeting people, and therefore I will connect with a good place where I'm going to live and a place where I can hold a job. Wow, Tony, that sounds very, very simple to say. But you know what? You have to start somewhere. Once you start in that direction, every single thing that you have agreed to, you know, your vision, your actions will move you towards that direction. Now, how clear is your vision? How clear or you know, is your vision to see and to understand all of this? Well, I don't know. I think that what you're saying is not, it's nonsense. I don't believe in none of this. You know, this is like a, what, crystal ball thing. I don't really want to follow anything like this, Tony. This has nothing to do with a crystal ball. This has nothing to do with wishful thinking. Thinking is something that automatically we do, whether we, you know, try to keep your mind in blank and boom, and you start seeing images and all that. Maybe you see the color, maybe you're quite good at that. But this doesn't have to do with mind tricks or anything. This shapes you up. This shapes you up, and you know, and if there's something that animals like do, they have a sense of purpose, all right? Or if not, you see the animals will move by instinct, and every herd will or things will fly. They know they were not, they're like self-taught, or have you seen them in a classroom? Let me show you how to become a buffalo. Let me show you how to become a wolf. This is Wolf Class 101. Everybody, open your manuals. And what about you, Wolfie? Did you forget your wolf bidet? No, you don't hear that. You don't hear that at all, okay? Because everything is done by the nature. It is part of our nature, all right? Agree to things and make your life simple. Agree to things and if I don't know what are your agreements and things, it's like you don't have to say, I have agreed to be a good friend to you. I've said that many times. I agree to be a good friend, and I agree to apply patience. Now, this is this. When we agree to do something together, there are certain rules, you know, that we comply to, that we agree to, which makes things work. For an example, I play the guitar, you play the drums, I sing, and the other one's, you know, claps. Let's do something. Let's agree to make a band. Let's call it Red Hot Chili Peppers. Huh? We agreed to stick together, write these songs, do these shows, entertain the people for as long as we are Red Hot Chili Peppers. You all signed up for this. You know, you all agreed to that. Of course, it's not something that you do random, but you have to, as good administrators of your own life, bring something concrete, something that you get tangible. When you agree to something, it becomes tangible in your life. Don't you think so? It gives you some power to the sound of your voice. It gives you some strength. And when you're out there because you're full of life and you want to, you know, to establish a good connection, you agree to that. So take it as a habit, right? It is a responsibility. Soon we'll be elders. We should be sharing good words of wisdom with people, not being dumb, not insulting, not trying to do something that you know is not something that was agreed to. Relationships. You agree to a relationship or you do not to agree to a relationship. Not agreeing to a relationship, you know, of, let's say, marriage doesn't mean that you cannot be good friends. You be good friends. If you agree to, say you're going to do a production together, and there are certain things in production that you would like to keep it within the group. So when you guys get together, you work on it. And when you guys are not together, it's still within the group. What do you mean by that? Well, you know, we're writing new songs. Oh, you're writing new songs. What are these songs are all about? I guess you will have to wait till the record is out. And we will be promoting it. We will be promoting it pretty soon. So there you have. You have an answer. They really didn't bring you into everything, but they said, we will start promoting this pretty soon. That's an agreement. That is the loyalty that you have. So you be loyal to the things that you agree to, and you will have no problems in life. Forget about the actions of other people. If other people forget what they were there for, whatever, it doesn't really have to apply to you. And a lot of things will come back adverse, but, you know, life is that way, and it is what it is. So make agreement a tool that will be useful to take you anywhere you want to go in life, okay? I agreed to do better shows. So I cannot be wishy-washy or whatever. We do open mic shows, and some of them are very funny, and some of them are very intense with information. Some of them, you know, we have no clue what we were talking about. But it all happens, you know. It is what it is. And that attitude of what it is what it is means that we don't really care, okay? But we agreed to do good shows. So what happens? We have to bring it back. We have to do whatever it is to our extent to bring it back to what we said, to what we agreed to. Bringing it back will make an impact. Don't be afraid of making changes either. You know that sometimes it happens and it dwells in your head and it will stay there forever. And it, you know, you will make it, you will not make it. Try not to dwell like that. I tell you, it's not that you won't be able to do things. It's that it will bring so much other heavy spirit things that really will not be of benefit for you. Mental, your spiritual benefit, okay? This, all of this is good medicine for the soul. You can close your eyes and says, Creator, I agree to be a good servant of your name. You know, I agree to be as good as I can get with this. I'm going to start moving this tomorrow. And in the event that anything goes wrong, I still trust in you, and you know my agreement, so I'll be able to, tap into your wisdom, so you give me good words and good actions to do. You know, wow. You know what you did that? You ultimately did a super agreement right there with the higher source. Now trust in it. That's the only thing that you have to do. Once you make those kind of agreements, ladies, gentlemen, whoever is out there listening to the show, trust in it. That's what's going to be that's going to be the key of the success that you so seek, that you have not seen yet, but you're believing so much because you believe, and that's another agreement too. It's the purpose. It's what you do, right? I really hope that this is a cool chat. And if you have any other questions regarding to this, we've been looking to the chat room, but unfortunately, it's almost like something is really going on with the connections. We are transmitting live through Apache Radio Network, and we've been talking about many, many different subjects. And the subject that we're talking about today is good medicine for the soul, like the Nagual, the Toltec teachings, which you can find in every Native American or any indigenous culture out there. That simplicity brings power and that empowers you. You know, once you understand it that way, your voice, your eyesight gets better, your health improves. You know. At many things that is of consequence of that fine tuning that you all of a sudden establish that relationship that you have established, that fine tuning. So that is one of the things that we should keep our hearts in. Okay, agreeing to being the best thing that the best person that we can. And it is it's beautiful, okay? You don't really probably think that it has an impact. It really does. It makes a difference of waking up in the morning, like without saying anything positive, and going throughout the whole day just expecting whatever happens, I'm okay with it. Remember that whatever happens is it's another subliminal agreement that you're making right there, and it, oh my goodness, man, you can't even imagine how that impacts your life. Okay, it really does. It makes a difference. It makes a difference of waking up in the morning saying, I agree to go to work today and have and finish my chores in time. But most of all, I want to create a good connection with my boss. I want to create a good connection with my coworkers. I agree to have that much patience and to step up and be the first one to greet them and say, you know what, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you today? Are you doing good? Try not to be so robotic. Try to be very natural. But I do agree to things. I agree to eat all my vegetables because my mom prepared them with love. I agree to hold this diet because I want to lose so much weight. You know what? I agree to listen to this and read this book because I think it comes from a very talented person and I'm going to learn a lot from it. You know? The power and the sound of your voice makes that difference. And if you don't believe me, lead your life the way you've been doing right now. You have all the rights. That's your given rights right there that you have by birth. So think about it. This is good medicine for the soul. And it is something that you can apply right now. Through the sound of my voice, you can do this. You can do this, and then you'll hear the sound of your voice doing the same thing. Teach it to others. teach this agreement thing to your kids. Teach it to, you know, talk about it to your elders. Agree to be with them. Agree to take good care of your animals and things like that. If you hear that noise, that was like a food, what? I don't even know what that is, but that noise came from my kitchen area. We're about to agree to cook and make some good food here today. What about that, okay? It's the other switch. It's the other switch. No, that one, but the other one. Not the one you touched, the other one aside of it. Yeah, no. Think about the one, whatever. Do it. There you go. That's it. Okay, folks. If you have any other questions with this, these are things that you can listen to our conferences when we go and travel to places, okay? Changing poison into medicine is a reality, and it's a reality that I would like to share with you. It's a very simple way of doing it, okay? You can buy books, you can either go to our conferences and share and spend good time with us as we go. We do it with love. Why? We agree to that too. Everything that we do is something that we already agreed to do. So think about what things can you agree to make that change in your life, right? And invite it over. And you'll be ecstatic, man. You'll be stoked. You'll be so enthusiastic that you say, wow, my life has changed in a blink of an eye. Why? Because I made all these great agreements. You listened to it. Listen, that is the voice of your own soul talking right there, okay? You can change many things. It just takes one person to change a nation, okay? If we all agree to that, if everything is possible. Those people that want to connect with their, let's say, I want to connect with my ancestors, with my tribal community, and I agree to do something good. Well, then, you know what that is? You know, you have to be present. No other way. You can probably go to social media. There's some things that you have to be present in order to experience, to learn. You can read about it, but if you're not there, it's not going to be the same thing. I'll give you an example. You look at TV and there's a beautiful sunset. You can see the breeze. You can see everything. Wow, look at that. That's beautiful, right? Go outside and experience it. Because what you're looking at, you can see. You go, ah, I can't smell that fresh air, but I sure think it's something really cool. I'm seeing it right over there. You know, agree to be at those places too. And those places will be in you. That's reciprocal. What did I just say? Reciprocal. I don't know. Is that a new word? Hey, I've been trying my pronunciation. But think of life as that. It mirrors back at you. You look at yourself in the mirror. Every wrinkle, every single thing that you see there was done on purpose. All right? Yes. Oh, my God. Really? Am I doomed for this face? Yes, you are. Every single thing that you see there in front of that mirror representing you has been done on purpose. If you don't believe that, you're calling the Creator something that, you know, I wouldn't even dare to. But it is, and it was done on purpose. Okay? Start from there. Start from the person that you see in the mirror. And then, you know, build from within. Build from within. I'm a very shy person. I really do not like to talk about this in front of people, but I would sure like to someday. Well, then make it that purpose. Make that agreement. I'm going to take time. I'm going to practice. I'm going to take this to the next notch. What are you going to do? Well, I have a goal. Many goals are very crazy goals, folks. You know, be very reasonable with your goals. Not everything applies. Not everything can be applied. That's what makes it beautiful, each and every one of us as individuals, okay? You're not like Nick Walenda. My goal is to cross the Grand Canyon on this high wire and scare the crap out of everybody that's going to see me. And they don't know that I'm as scared myself, but I'm going to face my fears by doing this, and I hope that everything is okay and everybody watches my show. Okay, there you go. That's an agreement that person did. You know how much amount of training it took. took that man to mentally and spiritually prepare himself to walk that wire and cross the Grand Canyon? He did it. But he did it with one thing in his heart. He agreed to do that. He took all and he looked at each and every aspect of the thing. He brought the best people in. And the best thing is that he well defined his purpose in life for that moment. And there you go. Oh, wait a minute. But what if he had fallen from that? Well, God help them that he didn't fall from that. But if he would have fallen from that, he would have been doing it in the pursuit of what he was looking for. Remember this. We have a time. Our time is ticking here on the earth. We're not going to be like this forever. We're going to go through some serious changes. So make sure that now, don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for you to be agonizing in bed for that last moment to make a good agreement in life. Don't wait for that last moment. But right now, we have opportunities. We have so much opportunities to share and things to make and to shape our lives, okay? So these opportunities that we have out there are going to be wonderful opportunities. Do you want to waste another day? Would you like to waste another day and say, you know what? I don't really think this is something that should be done, but I probably, you know, I don't know. Probably this is not what I'm looking forward to, whatever, you know. Are you really going to waste another day? Seriously? You have all the worlds of opportunity. But I don't have the same opportunities. We should know. Really, look at that person. Look at this person. Look at that other person. Remember, you're agreeing to look at that person and to look at this other person, so you're pretty much setting yourself up for failure right there, right? Let's try to reverse things in our way of expressions and try to, like a collage of things, like a work of art. You're working with your hands. You're working with your spirit right there. You're shaping your life right now. Some things need your presence. Some things need your presence, you have to think, what needs my presence? Sometimes you have to be the voice of reason for those that cannot talk. Sometimes we are the voice of reason for the animals that cannot speak, and we decide to stand up and share some good things with them on their behalf. You agree to that, okay? The life smiles back at you. There's something within that people that have that driving spirit that seems that does nothing seems to bring them down. Why? They're connected in such different ways that you can imagine. Geez, I wonder what you eat for breakfast. I want that too. Think about it. Make that agreement in life, and therefore you will see some good results in you. If I agree to let anybody just run me over, then welcome. Who's next? You know? Wait a minute. I want to be a good servant. I want to be a good missioner. I want to be someone good for my community. So then start from there. Agree to that. All right? Don't complain so much. Be someone useful for it, for heaven's sakes. And therefore, you'll start making those changes. It is as simple as that, you know? I do it every day. I have to do it every day. You know why? I wake up every day. I start a new day and new actions. The ones that are the past, well, you know, I hope that I did make good choices. But look at your situation now and you will see that if you made the good choices or not. You're going someplace. We're going places with our words, with our actions. Whether you believe it or not, we are going places. Life changes in a split second, so I really hope that we're sharing some good information with you, some good thoughts. So remember, this show is about good medicine for the soul. It is good medicine for the soul. So let's start by talking and looking at ourselves. Feel who you are and know what changes you would like to do and agree to that, okay? Hey, I agreed to put on my shoe but not tie my shoelaces. Whoa, okay. Well, that won't be careful. Well, I just agreed to that, no matter what. And there you go. One of these days, you're going to step on the shoelace when your foot was supposed to be, that other foot was supposed to be moving, and you're going to be a laugh, man. You're going to be hilarious. You fall. No, I won't. Yes, you will. Well, okay. I believe in your agreements. I'm just here to make sure that these words did not go in vain. I spoke with you, and you heard the sound of the voice. And these words were shared with me long time ago. What did I do? I say, oosh. I said, wait, I really do have to make some good agreements in life. And I closed my eyes many times and I said, ooh, geez, I so want to do that, but I don't know the results. But here I go, ready or not, I'm going to take this big leap because I do trust in this higher source that tells me that, if I make this agreement right here, right now, I might get some good chances. So I'm here for the good chances, period. Wait, Tony, you went the wrong direction. Oh, really? But you know what? Even if you don't know what direction to take in life, life will put you on that path. That's the beauty of it. Life will put you on that path. You don't really have to be a rocket scientist. Life will put you on that path. Believe me, okay? That's the most beautiful thing. Now, to talk a little bit, you know that most of the things that we agree to here is to stand for Oak Flats and the protection of sacred lands, okay? That is something that will always be in our agenda. So we really have to stand in unity and keep an eye and agree to stand in unity, like that. Say, through the sound of your voice, some things can be avoided. He just says, no, it just takes this little bit of man that is out there that wants to do this, and anything can happen. So you have to be with your eyes open and remember, expect. The voices of answers. Oh, but not always my prayers are heard. Well, keep thinking that way. You're setting yourself up for failure, and I'm trying here to help you out. But wait a minute. It does make sense. Try to make as much sense as you can, folks. That's one of the things. It's beautiful. It doesn't take a lot. Your hair will still go gray. You will still have life experiences in your life because that is something that is there. Remember karma. Karma is something that was always it will always reflect. But you agree to something good. You have made a change. There is something in you today that made that is so different of how you were yesterday. I don't know. I can see it through your eyes. I can hear it through the sound of your voice. There's something different with you today. There is something so different. What is it? What is it? I live responsibly. I've made some changes. I agreed to do my best. I agreed to put my life in order. I agreed to so many things that I was neglecting. I agreed to establish good, better connections with myself. Why? Because it's the only thing I can do right now. And God will respond back to you. Creator will respond back to you. Usen will respond back to you. We have to really, really stand up to the plate. And this is mandatory. Because if you don't do so, what is going to be with the rest of the people? That is all our given responsibility. If we do not do so, what is going to be for the rest of the people? For the rest, from our generations. Each and every one has that importance in life. Each and every one of you. Not only the leaders, each and every one of you individually has that importance in life. And if we accept it, it will accept us also as we are. We don't have to be all that, oh, with the best thing or with the best that. No. Bring good medicine through your spirit. Bring good medicine. It's that spiritual thing, The good medicine that you have in your spirit within you will activate the good medicine that you intake when it comes from the earth, okay? that good medicine. It's that cycle, that thing that you have going on. Believe me. Believe me. You know that we talk about a lot of things, but today is a special day because I share with you things that has been shared with me a long time ago, and it really had made a difference in my life. You know, it is not something that says, "Oh yes, you do this," or I agree to something like this. And when I go out there and when I'm walking, I feel happy. I feel happy, and I don't only feel happy because I says, "Oh, you think that nothing bad will happen to you, really, right?" No, everything will happen to me, but it will find me ready. You know, it will find me so ready. And eager to make the changes and to do the right thing. You don't know how well it feels, but I really hope that I can connect with you, you know, in any point of time. But most important, I really hope that you can connect with yourself and really be able to make that profound determination that will change the course of many things in your life. That is something that I believe that, you know, that is, if it happens, you know, this theme of today and our conferences has served its purpose. This is not about preaching. Oh, well, we practice what we preach. That's why we're going to Atlanta. Like I said, we're going to be going to Atlanta. It's going to be the first time that I will be sharing this with other people. And I feel great about it. People say, why do you share these things? These are supposed to be, these are not supposed to be your secrets. Okay? This things that are being given to you in good way, with good spirit, it was for you to share it with other people in good way, in good spirit too. Okay? One of the things is that, you know, we do not commercialize or certain things with these kind of things, you know. But it is, for me, reason why I share this with you, because I believe it's for free. And anything for free is cool, right? So take it. Take it. That is something that I laugh. But, you know, it's good. I laugh because I'm not here alone anymore, right? I laugh because I have my good friend Gloria Villa is here, and I have to say I feel very, very honored to have you here, Gloria.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we, if you heard that big noise, we're going to start cooking something over here. It's going to be good. You know, this is not only about the food and good medicine for the soul, like we talked about it today. This is also something that we have to take good care and give thanks for all of these little things that come to our life, all right? Start giving thanks and you will see something happen. You will see change. Start giving thanks and you will see, you know, you will feel it. You need to touch these things and make it a reality in your life, because if not, you know, we're not really applying ourselves to this. We need to be and see the results of our faith, okay? We need to be a witness of the results of our faith. That will make your faith more stronger, and that will make your prayer something that you will never, ever doubt in it. Ever. Thank you, Rebecca. 90 seconds. It was a beautiful day, and it's still a beautiful day over here. And remember that you have been listening to the chat room with Tony Wolf, Paul. And also, we are airing through Unity Radio Network, which is Apache Radio Network, okay? Very proud to be this. And remember, let's start spreading good medicine out there, okay? It's in our hands right now. 60 seconds. Rebecca, come on. Give me more time, girl. Well, anyway, you know that we have to make it. thank you, Rebecca. You're very much loved. Give me the 10-second warning, and I'll end the show. Folks, I'll see you guys tomorrow on WLOR. Remember that we have Steve DeChavi from the Debt Files, yes, on Travel Channel. Woof. Wasn't it a good... Some good smells are coming from the kitchen right now. I'm going to let you guys go. And remember, be safe, be loved. Goodbye, everyone.